Jenkins writes on true friendship. The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, 16th November 1913, page 69, column 1, shows how real brotherly love Latiyan through both prosperity and adversity, editor. Firing line, I never let go far away but what I think of home and friends. Home influences are the best. But what are friends? Tom Moore said, there was nothing true but heaven. I would love to furnish a story for your partner, a true Atlanta story of how a young man struggling for life gained a home and family, Christian friends who were all pie. A little later, when misfortune came, those same Christian friends went. And how he struggled against adversity without the smile and bows and nods so accustomed to from those who had always pretended to be his friends, who had always extended the welcome hand. And when amid the ruins, success began to return success without their help, success without the old-time friendship, they began once more to look upon him. He had done nothing to merit such treatment, was not under the eyes of suspicion, had committed no crime, no wrong, was at fault nowhere more than he could not make money as fast as some others in his set. He said to me, "The Gentiles are not like the Jews. The Jews are a better people. They stick to their race when trouble comes." They went with Leo M. Frank through all the stormy period of his trouble, and they are with him still. Their friendship hangs on, clings like the vine through winter and summer, always remaining the same. "Not so with my race of people," he said. "They are your friends as long as you are successful. When you fail, their friendship fails. You need not be placed in the attitude of defending yourself for some alleged crime. Simply show a losing side. Where does Christianity come in? What was the teaching of Christ? Who is your friend? Now that the old-time friends of my friend can see that death and destruction is not his, that he can live without them, they begin once more to show him some of their little precious courtesies. Perhaps I should have said treacherous courtesies. What was the world made for? What are we here for? Is it to persecute mankind, or to lift him up and help him on the way to a better life? We all know how the Honorable James G. Woodward was treated at one time. I cannot, for my part, believe there is much sincerity in the loud-mouthed Puritans of the day wanting to clean out everything and make people good. They should first be cleaned out themselves and taught self-examination. Let us have peace, goodwill, love and friendship for all humankind, rich or poor, great or small. Whether you are willing to believe God will bless it or not, you will get lots of satisfaction out of it in this life. Do you ought to do, and whether there is another life or not, you will get contentment and happiness in this. Yours truly, W. W. Jenkins, Press Chairman, Georgia, TPA, November 4th, 1913, page 8, column 4, smuttiest case ever, says Judge Pendleton, reaches limit in divorce cases. When hearing plea of Earl Denham, Judge John T. Pendleton of the Superior Court reached the limit in divorce cases Saturday. When he had completed the hearing of the petition of Mrs. Beulah Denham for alimony from Earl Denham, reputed to be a wealthy Morgan County farmer, he said, "This is positively the smuttiest case I ever listened to. If one-third of what is alleged on both sides is true, then you two people are not fit to live in a civilized community." Judge Pendleton then refused the wife's plea for alimony. Mrs. Beulah Denham charged that her husband, together with his housekeeper, a Mrs. Daisy Thaxton, practically drove her from the home in 1908. She charged that the housekeeper took charge of the establishment and ordered her, the wife, around as if she was a servant. Her husband insisted on keeping the housekeeper despite her pleas, she alleged. Denham, answering, declared that his wife would not be content in the country, and that she, during the period of their married life, often deserted him for months at a time. He alleges that his wife was so insanely jealous that she coupled his name with that of practically every woman in the community in which they lived. He denies very vigorously all of her charges relative to Mrs. Thaxton. Much of the evidence was submitted in the form of affidavits, and many varied charges and countercharges were made. It developed that Mrs. Denham, after she left her home in 1908, wrote certain letters to Mrs. Thaxton, which were couched in endearing terms, it is said. Judge Pendleton declared in passing on the case that he would have awarded the wife alimony had it not been for the letters to Mrs. Thaxton. He couldn't reconcile these letters, he said, with Mrs. Denham's charge against her and her statement that the housekeeper and her husband drove her from home. Both sides were represented by attorneys who came here from Morgan County for the hearing. Page 63, column 6. Supreme Court of Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. November 15, 1913. Judgments affirmed. Southern Railway Company versus Black et al. From Whitfield Superior Court, Judge Fight. Maddox, McCamey and Shoemate. George G. Glenn, for plaintiff in error. C.D. and F.K. McCutcheon. W.E. Mann, R.R. Arnold, contra. Georgia Cane Products Company versus Corn Products Refining Company. From Muskogee Judge Gilbert, Slade and Swift, for plaintiff in error. James W. Austin, Love and Fort, contra. Holmes versus Schwab and Sons. From Cripps Judge George. W.F. Hall, E.F. Strozier, for plaintiff in error. Whipple and McKenzie, contra. Southern Coal and Coke Company versus Randall. From Fulton Judge Pendleton, Horton Brothers and Burris, for plaintiff in error. Edgar A. Neely, contra. Chancey versus State. From Jeff Davis, Judge Conyers. J.C. Bennett, Batsu W. Bennett, for plaintiff in error. Thomas S. Felder, Attorney General. J.H. Thomas, Solicitor General, contra. Webb et al., Trustees versus Jackson et al. From Hurd, Judge R.W. Freeman. Holland Jones, for plaintiffs in error. O.A. Moore, contra. Millsaps versus Georgia Pine Company. From Turner, certified by the Court of Appeals. Statute held constitutional. A.S. Bussey, for plaintiff in error. Hardiman, Jones, Park and Johnston, contra. Judgments reversed. McConnell versus Gregory. From Barry and Judge Thomas. Hendricks and Christian, for plaintiff in error. Alexander and Gary, contra. Central of Georgia Railway Company versus Wallace. From Houston, Judge Matthews. Ellis and Jordan, for plaintiff in error. Gary, Holland Roberts, Nottingham and Nottingham, contra. Shaw versus Henderson, Lumber Company from Barry and Judge Thomas. Hendricks and Christian, Knight. Christian and Gaskins, J.J. Murray. For plaintiff in error, H.J. Quincy, J.D. Lovett, contra. Dismissed. Bozeman versus Ward Trutt Company. From Worth Judge Frank Park. Perry, Foy and Minx, for plaintiff in error. L.D. Passmore, C.E. Hay, contra. Leave granted to enter exceptions pendente lite.